This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Where is Superdon? He's on remote. The Health Freedom Express lives. He's out and about. And I'm about to report that the CDC is chronically ill. At least 50% of them are. But before we get there, Super Don, where are you?
Yes, sir. I am in Southern Oregon. We are broadcasting live from the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic, one of the largest alternative medicine and medicinal marijuana clinics in Southern Oregon.
Yeah.
And we're going to be hanging out here with Brent Kenyon, who is the owner and director, and Anna Johnson, who's the manager, and talking about some cannabis today.
Excellent. So basically, you got your medical cannabis card for stubbing your toe the other day.
No, it does not work that way. But there are a lot of people that come here for help for all kinds of different things. And this place is really cool, Robert, because not only do they offer the medical marijuana certification, but they have an osteopath, a naturopath. They do herbal medicine. They do acupuncture. They do chiropractic. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for general wellness here as well.
Sign me up. Wish could be there with you today. I hope you get better and better. Not that you're doing badly, but
What are you trying to say?
Well, when Brent comes on, we're going to see if they'll give
coffee enemas here.
Exactly. We're going to find out if they'll give you a coffee enema on the air. All right. Next couple hours of broadcast healing through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator GCN, GCNlive.com. We have lots of great stuff. Liam Sheff's going to come on and bust some more myths for us, scientific unreality. We've got some discussion of freedom heading into the Independence Day holiday weekend. And just to jump to tomorrow already, I'm so excited, Michael Badnarik, we have a new show for you, our annual 10-year anniversary now of when we first connected at the Libertarian National Convention when he ran for president in 2004. Michael Badnarik is on, and of course, Dr. Frank King will be all together in Asheville, North Carolina, July 18th through 20th for the Healing Revolution Summit. What else we got going on? Of course, Super Don is out and about. We'll get more alternative medicine discussion, but first and foremost, we've got to stop with the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. CDC is now claiming that 50% of all y'all are sick or chronically ill. Half of all American adults have a chronic disease, according to Medical News Today, and that is according to the Centers for Disease Control, as published in The Lancet Medical Journal. If anything, I think that number or percentage is actually lower than reality. If it's only 50%, I mean, it's rare to meet an American who does not suffer with at least one, if not more, chronic illnesses or conditions. And this says half have at least one. So maybe they're
half
not counting.
Half is a big number.
It's huge. That's what, 150 million? Is it? Are we over 300 million yet in America?
We're a whole bunch. I don't know the number, but
it's like 160 million? I think it's bigger than that. The number's bigger. They're talking about diabetes, heart disease, or obesity.
All right.
And, of course, it's much more than that. But I want to go through this report, if you don't mind. And even if you do, I'm going through it. because I want to show you the shortfalls and limitations of the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion in terms of their, okay, they acknowledge a lot of people are chronically ill. But they're pointing at causes, and they're leaving out many of the real causes. And when they talk about prevention, they're not talking about real prevention that we know of here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this is what they blame. the controlled risks that you have, or the risks that you have under your control. One, tobacco use. Now, I said this many times before, if the tobacco were actually tobacco, we'd have a lot less health problems associated with its use. But I'll put that aside for the moment. Then they go to the generic poor diet. Poor diet. What is a poor diet? What does it mean to be a poor diet? My definition is different from the Centers for Disease Creation. If the diet is not organic, or at least, you know, pesticide-free and grown by you, it's poorer than it could be or should be. But poor diet to them is not the same thing. They won't acknowledge the role of pesticides in food when they say poor diet. It can be genetically modified. That's not a poor diet, according to the CDC. Here's one we can agree on, physical inactivity. Nobody in the right mind is arguing for more sedentary lifestyles. We don't have enough sedentarianism.
Sit down more, right?
Please, don't just
do something.
Of course,
you know, if we're talking about you, you need to sit down a little bit more, right?
Yeah, I'm standing up as I do. I do my stand-up routine wherever I am on the radio. Sometimes when we're on remote, I don't have an option. We're sitting because we don't have a stand-up thing. But I know Super Don wants us to get one of those stand-up desks so we can ship around the country. We'll see about that.
Yeah, we're working on it.
All right, here's one I used to do only on the weekends when I was a lot younger. Excessive alcohol consumption. I was the Jewish redneck in Georgia. We drank a lot of beer. I'm not condoning it.
Jewish rednecks that drink a lot? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if there are. Maybe I was the only one at the time. But we learned to drink a lot of beer at a young age, and I'm not endorsing. I'm not saying it was even good for me, but I'm just saying that excess alcohol consumption, what does it do? Damages your liver, primarily. Dehydrates you as well. Diminishes minerals like magnesium from your body. Okay, it's not a hard thing to say that. You're not going to – I don't even think Budweiser and Bush are going to complain that you've said that. Because they're still advertising that you should drink their beer and ride their horses or something.
Right.
Here's one, poorly treated high blood pressure. Not high blood pressure, but poorly treated high blood pressure.
I see.
Isn't that interesting? It's like, wait a second. Why isn't the high blood pressure the issue? No, it's not that, because we know nothing we can do will prevent it. So let's just talk about it in terms of its poor treatment. We're not getting you on the drugs fast enough, and that's a big problem. And here,
well,
what?
And I was just going to say, I mean, what is the definition of treatment, right? I mean, would you say that you have an effective way of treating high blood pressure? Of course you do. But you know that when they are using that word treatment, they're referring to the fact that people aren't getting enough drugs. Or
drug
they're not
therapy,
getting the right combination of drugs, right?
No hydration, no mineralization, no reduction in the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen that damage the kidneys and increase blood pressure. No discussion of liver congestion. Then they go back into the old standby. High cholesterol.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So
all you need, myths that we probably talked about on this show.
Yeah. All you need to know is the CDC is 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years behind the reality. High cholesterol will be insurance for you to live a longer, healthier, vital life and suffer from no Alzheimer's or dementia-related conditions, as well as having high levels of activity, sexual and otherwise, into old age, because you have the precursor to testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone, keeping you young, the vital hormones for youth. So here we go. The CDC, the official, you know, whatever they are, saying, well, we got half of you guys are sick and chronically ill, and you just got to pay attention to us, even though we are so far behind the times, it's ridiculous. And then they go to obesity. Again, obesity. And they're going to say, oh, you're eating too much fat. Oh, you're eating too many calories. And it's like, no, nothing to do with the real quality of food. Nothing to do with the quality of food. And again, to achieve effective high blood pressure control, what is the recommendation? Well, we need approaches that are including physicians, pharmacists, nurses, and allied health professionals, none of which are naturopaths, none of which are homeopaths, none of which are herbalists. They're all drug doctors or drug pharmacists. And that's the solution? Really? I mean, we've had, a medical monopoly for many decades in America, only strengthened by the introduction of the unconstitutional Obamacare mandate. And yet half or more Americans are chronically ill. Do you think somebody could rethink this and go, maybe we shouldn't double down on the medical monopoly?
You think?
Maybe we should do things like go to the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic.
Hey, nice way to include that in there.
Well, it's where we get real healing.
It is.
Real healing, real recovery, and maybe a bridge to get you out of the drug deficiency disease mindset. Now, here's some other actions that the CDC is recommending. They need to be coordinated, even though these people are not coordinated in their brain function at CDC. They want to monitor trends and track progress through epidemiology and surveillance. They want policies.
You got to love it when that word pops in there,
so,
right?
Yeah, you got to love surveillance from the federal government. NSA is going to track you and what you eat or don't, or what you drug and don't.
Drones flying around making sure you're not eating that hot dog, right?
Yeah, drug drones, make sure you take your drugs. They want to support healthy behaviors, ill-defined, of course. They want to deliver prevention services. What are prevention? See, here's the problem. They want the medical doctors of the medical monopoly to work with you to undo your chronic disease, yet they are primarily the cause of these chronic diseases. A profession that regards injecting toxic poisons, heavy metals, foreign RNA, DNA, etc. into innocent newborn babies is not the profession that I want to rely upon to undo the damage that they caused. Again, that's the definition of insanity.
Well, and you know, one other thing is we also have to consider the economic impact of what it is that's going on in this country when it comes to chronic disease. One of the things they point out here is that Medicare enrollees constitute $300 billion in health care spending in this country. And out of that number, 90% of the health care spending is people with two or more chronic conditions. So imagine the amount of money when we're talking about deficits and spending, sure. The amount of money that could be saved if we were addressing this in a way that wasn't a part of the medical industrial complex.
Yeah. And my mom, who's part of Medicare because she's 80, is not part of that $300 billion. In fact, she's contributing without getting anything in return because guess what? She's on no drugs. No drugs at 80.
No mom. And she's dancing all the time, too.
And she's dancing. Shape. She's active.
She can outdance people half her age.
Yeah, that's right. And so what do we need to do to improve the health of the American people? We need to send the doctors to planet Pluto. Once again, the planet that's not even technically a planet.
I thought you were going to say Uranus.
Well, yeah, but then, well, yeah, okay. We'll send coffee enemas to the planet Uranus if you're a doctor, and you'll be maybe smart enough to realize that what you learned in medical school outside of emergency trauma medicine, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, has largely been contributing to the fact that at least 50%, according to the CDC, published in The Lancet, are chronically ill with two or more ailments or diseases, by and large of which have been caused by the medical monopoly. But not here, not now, not ever, not with Super Don, because he's at the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic, and we're going to hear from a couple of those folks. Brent Kenyon, its director, its manager, Anna Johnson. Also, Liam Sheff's going to talk about the myths of medicine and science and religion. We'll talk freedom, the first health manual. Might it have been the Bible? Wow, that's interesting. All right, what are you doing for freedom? It's Independence Day weekend, almost. We're going to ask the question and answer it after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you have a passion for health, freedom, and healing liberty, you are in the right place 6 days a week, nationwide, worldwide, through naturalnewsradio.com. And, of course, our friends, our syndicator, GCN, and across the pond at UK Health Radio. No apologies to our British friends for Independence Day here in America, although we might as well be one of the colonies again, the way America, the American people have absolved themselves of any responsibility for liberty and taken the, let's say, low road. Take care of me. You can be an authoritarian. I don't have the energy for liberty. Why? Because I'm chronically ill. Half of America or more chronically ill. That's why we want to go into places like the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic to get well, to empower you to get well and give you the stuff that's not toxic to get you well. But we'll get to that and more momentarily. The question about freedom. What have you done for freedom lately? What are you doing for freedom now and in the future to secure the blessings of liberty, even if they're gone, to your posterity? That would be your children and grandchildren. And that is a question we're going to ask and answer tomorrow on the air with Michael Bednarik as we do our annual Independence Day extravaganza on the air. But Mike Adams wrote a piece today at the naturalnews.com website. This Independence Day, the Health Ranger asks, what are you doing for freedom? And this doing for freedom thing is rather interesting because, as he points out, it's a lot easier to just kind of go into social networks and, you know, put out quotes of Thomas Jefferson and say, rah, rah, somebody like, you know, we like is for freedom. But what are you doing in your community, within your family? Or if you still consult with medical doctors, what are you doing with them to promote? Because they're in a profession that does not allow for liberty, much liberty at all. They're constricted and constrained by their license. A license is asking permission of the government to do or engage in a privileged activity. If you believe healing is a privilege, that is certainly your prerogative, but I have a perspective that healing is your birthright. Now, that does not mean you can take a gun to your local naturopath, much less medical doctor, and say, heal me because you owe me, it's my right. That's not right either. Healing is your birthright, but you must engage in the healing that you seek. Now, there's nothing wrong with seeking out help or assistance from doctors, but the reality is you can't force them to do it, and the concept of health care as a right is a corruption of a privilege in turning it into a right. Your right to access certain things or to try certain things, to learn about certain things, that is genuinely a right. But your right to the labor of others to provide with for you that which you claim you can't afford, that's not right. If you have a healing ministry like I do, it doesn't have to be official. You don't have to ask permission of the government or anybody to have it or do it. You will engage via what you learn to help others who are holding out their hands to you, asking for assistance. If they're genuine, if they're sincere, by all means help them. If they're not, you can try to help them, but you'll learn that maybe your efforts were wasted and maybe they harmed you. And this is an argument that's difficult to stomach in America. If you claim to love liberty, my argument is that much of the energy you engage in, the money, time, effort in voting, for instance, on a federal level, has been used against you. Has not empowered you, but disempowered you with the claim that you're actually making a difference. But in reality, we've seen no matter if it's a Democrat or Republican in office at the executive level, or if you've sent them into the House or the Senate, not a whole heck of a lot changes. You are less free, not more free, with each passing generation, with each passing election cycle. The most powerful thing that you have been given, besides life itself, is your consent. Your consent to be governed. What does that mean? Is it to be ruled over, to be run roughshod over, to be stolen from, to be enslaved? No. Your birthright is in freedom. And to live liberty is a lot different than talking about liberty or even studying it, which I'm not opposed to doing. We do that. But what does it mean to live it? Partly it means to withdraw the energy from those who would take your energy and utilize it to enslave you in any manner, shape, or form. And so we're going to have an ongoing discussion, as we had for years here. Of course, Independence Day tomorrow with Michael Bednarik, and we got the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King, and I encourage you all to come visit us in Asheville, North Carolina, when we get together with Dr. Bitar and Ty Bollinger, Dr. Hyla Cass, and more. And this is the freedom that we live here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The question is, what are you doing? And of course, being is also another state. Don't wait for permission to be free. Freedom is a state of being as much as it is a state of doing. And living as an adult means you don't have to ask permission where none is required. And particularly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I remind you that when it comes to healing, your permission is never required. Their permission is never required, so stop asking for it. That's why we love the 10th Amendment Center and the fact that Oregon and other states are saying no to the feds and decriminalizing, legalizing, and lawfulizing the cannabis plant. We're going to talk more about that. We got Super Don. He's in Southern Oregon, and we got some healing to go.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body.
A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
All right, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are, where are we? We're all over the world, in fact. And Super Don is right now. Where is he? Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic. And we have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We even have a picture of outside of the clinic, the nice imagery on the wall there. And Super Don's posting more images from the Alternative Medicine Clinic there. And right now we're also joined by Super Don. Introduce our guest since you're right there with him.
Yeah, very gracious host today of having me here and doing the remote here. This is Brent Kenyon. He's the owner and director of Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine. And Brent, thanks for having us here today.
Oh, glad to be here. Glad you guys are here too.
Yeah, I'm really thrilled that you have connected with Super Don there. What you're doing, we talked a little bit before we came back on the air about your passion and your mission, if you will. And I really believe what you're doing there is bringing the power to heal back to the people. And, of course, the issue of cannabis, I like to call it curative cannabis or heavenly hemp rather than medical marijuana, because I recognize the history of the use of that word as slang and derogatory and maybe even a little bit racist. But I realize the vernacular is pretty much stuck and that word is still being used. But the fact of the matter is you've seen the benefit for this plant in many hundreds, if not thousands of people over many years.
Yes, definitely thousands. You know, we've been seeing it, and anytime we can, you say, bring power to the people, and that's what that is kind of, you know, our focus is bringing back healing to people, being able to produce something in their backyard that can help with so many different ailments. We're still finding out more, and it's amazing the research that's coming out now that we're actually being allowed to do a little bit or getting away with it. I guess I would say they're not exactly patting us on the back for doing that, but I've worked, you know, we work with over 20,000 people in Oregon, and I have a clinic down in Arizona Alternative Health, that also is along the same lines. And what we were talking about is bringing in, you know, all aspects of healthcare with the cannabis, which is what we need to do, is focus on what it's good for. And then there's other things that need to be dealt with in other ways. But we know how strong cannabis is through the patients that we see and the relief we see them getting.
Well, Brent, what have you seen as far as, if you can be specific about, you don't obviously not mention patient names, but let's say, you know, patient A comes in showing this, patient B, radically different. Are they both being helped, or in many cases being helped by the medical cannabis, or is it just a narrow focus that you've seen people coming in and getting benefit?
Sure. I think what I would say about that, and again, there's so many different studies that are often contradictory even of each other. What I've seen, I can tell you from being on the ground, seeing these people as they come in, often being in their homes and teaching them about the safe use of cannabis and how beneficial it can be. And that's not to talk about hemp and all of the, you know, obvious huge potential hemp holds. But the cannabis patients specifically, I've seen all different ailments. Pain is just a simple, can be aches and pains that don't go away. We've got, you know, car accidents and these things that just never heal. They'll continue to take your money to go in and get another, you know, $2,000 MRI and continue in the therapy treatments, and they'll suck your insurance as long as possible.
Right.
But really what that means is you need to learn how to eat right. You need to learn how to take care of your body and move on with that. And cannabis just lets a lot of these people, as being as psychoactive as it is no comparison. And I can tell you, because I've been in, and I have ruptured disc in my spine, I've dealt with pain medications, and there is no comparison on how messed up and how horrible it is to have to live with pain medications. Just, you know, how they make your mind so clouded you can't focus. I mean, cannabis just doesn't do that to you. And often we see the opposite, where people are expanding their minds.
Yeah, Brent, in fact,
folks, you know, cancer.
Well, hold on. The pain issue alone, that's huge, because, of course, the federal government has acknowledged the emergency status of all the addiction and, you know, the deaths occurring due to these powerful narcotic pain drugs approved by the FDA. Of course, they're damaging and toxic to the liver and more. And yet the cannabis, as we find more and more with the endocannabinoid system, the receptors within the liver itself, much less the gut, the nervous system, the brain, is protective. At the same time, it's reducing pain to such a degree and non-addictive. I know, because my wife has benefited from the use of cannabidiol from the industrial hemp plant, which thankfully at this point is legal in all 50 states, despite, you know, the claims to the contrary. And we've been utilizing that with great success. So I can attest firsthand to the pain issue with cannabis.
Right. And, you know, if you're talking about basic medicine, and cannabis is to an extent a basic medicine in that it helps so many things just based off of, you know, the benefits I've seen for cancer patients and AIDS patients alike are a lack of sleep. A lot of times we see in patients, and a lack of appetite. Cannabis, at its very basic, when consumed, is makes you hungry and eventually makes you tired. So, I mean, these are two things that are great for folks who aren't eating and aren't sleeping. So that's how I saw it help my friend's mother with AIDS and my mother with cancer eventually, when we finally got her to try some cannabis. And in the 90s, it was still, you know, pretty risque for a lot of folks to even try it. They were told for so long, the baby boomers were told horrible stories about what cannabis will do to you. And so now it's turning around. I think that we're seeing a lot more open. My clinic is primarily over 45 years of age. A lot of people, the misconception is that young people are coming in and get their medical marijuana card. I'm sorry, that's not what's happening. That is just rhetoric. Mm-hmm. That's not what's happening. We actually had the local newspaper here did a go-around where they sent a 20-year-old guy around all the different clinics to try and go in and see if he how easy it was to get a medical marijuana card. And he didn't get one from any of the clinics because he didn't have accurate records. You have to have something wrong with you to have a qualification. And it doesn't have to be so horrible that you're near death, because that's what a lot of law enforcement would like you to believe, that cannabis is only beneficial for folks that are near death. For those people, it's okay. The everyday aches and pains, we don't want you trying something you can grow in your backyard to help you. Come by our, you know, Advil.
Right. Well, you know, Advil is way more dangerous than cannabis ever will be, I'll tell you that. We're talking with Brent Kenyon. He's the director of the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Super Don's on a remote, live from there with Brent. Super Don, can you validate what Brent is telling us about the population? Are you the youngest kid there, Super Don?
I think I graduated from the term kid a while ago, but, listen, I mean, isn't it cool to be able to talk to somebody who gets it? You know, I mean, we talk about this stuff all the time, and somebody like Brian, I mean, he understands what's going on here. He's got his finger on the pulse of what it is that's going on, what it is that people need it for, how they're benefiting from it, and he's doing some great work here. And listen, are there young kids that are using marijuana on a recreational basis? Of course they are. But it's not something where you can just walk in. This is not a stoner house. I mean, no, there's not a bunch of people here, you know, eating Doritos and listening to rock music. I mean, this is a clinic. And like I was saying, telling you before, not only are they looking at the medical marijuana certification, but we're talking about osteopath, naturopath, herbal medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic care, massage therapy. So it's an overall look at wellness in general, and medicinal marijuana is just one aspect of it.
So what do we have there, Brent, as far as the traditional insurance schemes? We've seen Oregon not really successfully implement what's known as Obamacare. I am a health freedom guy. I think if we had all healers competing side by side, it would be much more affordable, and the innovations would make themselves obvious to people that we don't need toxic drugs to get well, except in extreme circumstances to save our lives and bring us back from the brink. How have you interacted with the public in terms of affordability of access of this kind of care that it sounds like you're giving there?
Well, what I would say is that we have we did attempt in the beginning to try and work with some insurance companies. What you have is some out-of-pocket expense coverage by some companies, and it's usually the higher-end, more expensive companies. You don't see it on a public health care system as much, such as the Oregon Health Plan. So what we've done is we've found a way to work with people that don't have insurance. I would say a good 70% of the people that we see don't have any kind of insurance. So as far as how often do they go to the doctor, how often are they seeing somebody, we ask that they come into someone at least a year. Besides their medical marijuana certification visit, they'll come in and see one of our – they can come here. They can go to another primary care physician. They can – we offer all the services here where they can come in, get a checkup, make sure that the condition is continuing and what's happening with it so they continue to qualify. And then so when they come back to see the doctor for their marijuana certification, they'll have everything dialed in for that year. So the insurance, I think cash has been king as far as folks with no insurance. So that we've done a lot of cash business over the years because there's just no way that the – insurance companies are paying. Most of the doctors are much happier with that. We're able to pay them much quicker.
Right.
Just good old cash, the way it used to be. It's funny when you go into somewhere and pull out cash, they're confused by me not pulling out a credit card. It still blows my mind.
Right.
So nobody knows what cash is anymore. But these folks do. It's hard-earned cash. They're doing their jobs. They don't want to go. They don't want to pay for what they. It's almost as if you need to be going to the doctor. The amount I'm paying every month, I feel like I need to go down and sit with the guy, whether I'm sick or not, just to get my money's worth.
You're right.
These folks are able to come in twice a year, pay cash for it. I'm often less than a visit to a primary care, which is up towards $150 in some places now, just to go see a doctor for 5 minutes and sit in the waiting room for 30 minutes. You know, it's ridiculous. And I think people get that.
Yeah, so, this is a healing revolution. This is a healthcare revolution, and you're bringing it local within the community, keeping it there, and working with value, you know, perceived value and real value, and that if your services are valuable, people will keep coming back. They'll find a way, and of course, they're going to compete in a marketplace, so it won't be outrageous. And it sounds like you're doing that very successfully, and I'm thrilled that Super Don has connected us with you in Southern Oregon. All of our listeners there, if you haven't already availed yourself of this group, Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine, their clinic, they have a Medford office and a Springfield office, and just link through and you can see it there. Brent, as far as the next phase, I don't know if you have insight into Oregon. Oregon's been one of the leading states here on medical use, but what about following the footsteps of Colorado and Washington and making the plant fully legal?
You know, I think that that's exactly what's going to happen. We just actually, I've been working with the group here that is handling that, and they just handed in more than enough signatures. We've got some more that are being handed in. We definitely put our donation towards the cause and made that happen. So we're seeing now national, because the money that my organization and some other organizations put together, we were able to attract some more out-of-state interest as far as continuing the legalization process. So I think we're looking very strong in November, and I think we're going to see a legal cannabis in Oregon this year for sure.
Mm. Brent Kenyon, appreciate you being by. Appreciate you hosting Super Don there to let the word out, not only in Oregon, but around planet Earth. The plants are coming back, and they're going to help you. Thanks to people like Brent Kenyon and the Southern Oregon Advanced Alternative, I should say, Medicine Clinic. We're going to be back. Yes, we do have a moment of doubt. It relates to medical school students and the relationship to drug reps. Stick around for that and a lot more healing. Liam Sheff talking about the myths of science and religion all in one fell swoop. Oh, my gosh.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, very cool show today. We're heading into the Independence Day holiday weekend, and yes, we have a new show scheduled for you on July the 4th. That's right, Independence Day, Robert Scott Bell Show. While you're cooking out, doing whatever, give a listen. We'll be on the air. Dr. Frank King will be joining us, and of course, Michael Badnarik, really celebrating independence in ways that you won't hear anywhere else in broadcast media. RobertScottBell.com, of course, GCNLive.com, that's our syndicator, and Natural News Radio. .com as well. Now, Super Don's on remote. He's with us as well at the Southern Oregon Alternative Medicine Clinic. We're going to hear from someone else, Anna Johnson, later. Liam Sheff's going to join us. But we've got to do science. What is science? Are the myths of science, is there any real science? And then there's science that is like, oh my gosh, I could have had a V8, right? It's one of those things. Well, you're like, the patently obvious can't be true, can it? I don't know. Let's spend some money and find out. And, of course, doctors, how and why do they prescribe the drugs that they do? Well, guess what? It's today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, just in case you did not know which doctors would prescribe what, particularly the more expensive branded name drugs, the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine Online just confirmed it. That's right. Physician trainees who interacted more with industry reps, that's pharmaceutical industry drug reps, were what? 15% less likely to prescribe medications based on evidence. That's right. Evidence-based medicine out the window because he brought me some donuts. Or she brought me some donuts and she looked like a cheerleader donuts? I used to date in college.
Donuts. You know, actually, I think it's more like they brought me some pads and pens. They took me out to lunch. They got me tickets to the ball game. These are the types of things that these people are getting, these drug reps. And, yeah, listen, if you're a young guy, you just came out of medical school, you just open up a practice, and a guy gives you seats in the skybox to go watch the New York Yankees or something play, do you think you might consider handing out their drug more than somebody else's?
You think?
Maybe.
I think. Well, it seems to say that as medical students become more experienced, that they're twice as likely to use pharma reps as a source of drug information. As they become more experienced, they don't use them less? I guess they're figuring out, hey, listen, if we want to eat well, if we want to see big sports activities and events, then we better just keep pumping out those drugs. And, of course, there are Hollywood movies that have been made about the topic as well. So you can see the competition to just basically sell. Doesn't matter what the science says. If the rep looks good and is nice and flirts a little bit, they're going to be very successful. And now that the JAMA Online Journal, Internal Medicine, has published it, will it change anything? I mean, this is not new news, new information. The question is, you know, is the next phase of this, hey, buy my bud, because mine is the best bud around, you know, now that medical marijuana, or I should call it curative cannabis, is going on.
You can't compare medical marijuana to Celebrex. I mean, you know.
Well, you know why you can't. You know why you can't. Because it's not patented. It doesn't exist in a monopoly. And the people who are growing it, you know, gain a reputation based on the use of the product, and the word gets out there. No pun intended, but the buzz is on the streets, and it says, hey, this is the stuff that's really good. Now, as we've seen, the use of that plant recreationally has meant that they are, let's say, slanting the plant toward more THC and little or no CBD. I argue for the balance within the plant. This isn't a plant just to get high. In fact, it's vitally necessary for nourishing a system that has been ignored or abandoned by modern medicine, not for good purpose, not for good reason. And we're going to talk more, of course, about this today and on and on and on, because until this plant is fully legal, because it's already lawful, we've got work to do. We've got some work to do. And that's another question that Mike Adams asked about freedom. What are you doing for freedom, doing for freedom? Maybe this is a cause that you believe in. And what are you doing? Are you in the state of Florida, for instance, going to support Amendment 2 against New Nevada Sheldon Adelson, who wants to have a monopoly on the use of pharmaceutical-based cannabis? Interesting. Stick around. Super Don's going to be here some more, because we got more to do. We got Liam Sheff coming up. If you are easily offended, discussing the myths of medicine, the myths of religion. Oh, myth. Yes.
Yeah.
Liam Sheff is coming up. We've got more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm glad to be here. Hope you are as well. Super Don, stick around. And the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.